Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The University of Georgia has been approved to offer a graduate certificate in crisis risk and disaster communication, a program that will educate students in skills needed for proactive readiness, competencies to address complex communication issues. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Yan Jin, professor in crisis communication leadership at the Gray College of Journalism and Mass Communication, Kurt Harris, professor in the College of Public Health and is director of UGA's Institute for Disaster Management, and James Carson, head of the Department of Insurance in the Terry College of Business and is a professor of risk management. And Yan, let's start with you. What was the impetus for the CRDC certificate?
Well, thank you, John. So the whole program, the concept, the idea comes from existing ongoing collaboration between the Grady College of Journalism and Communication, Terry College of Business, and College of Public Health. So as we know, as the world is and challenges all around us, including increasing risk, increasing complexity, increasing dynamics of how conflicts, crises, and risk takes places in public space, organizational space, in different stakeholder, public sphere. So how can we be more ready and be more efficient and effective in managing, understanding crisis, risk, and conflicts and disasters? That challenge takes on more than just one individual discipline, one individual area. So the solution resides in collaboration, resides in bridging the gap between theory, practice, across in different sectors and industries. So in the conversation, in our ongoing collaboration, so our college reached out to our partner colleges in Terry College and Public Health to discuss what can we do as educators. As educators who do research in those different areas, as we continue collaborating with industry experts, can we create a unique, distinct program in training the next generation of crisis communication, risk communication, and disaster communication experts who knows how to communicate effectively and also understand the nature of ongoing management process. So that creates the concept, the process, and then finally the product of a unique program at UGA.
So Yan, how does the CRDC certificate work?
So this is a quite simple, straightforward process. So for any UGA graduate student, if you take up to 12 graduate credits in a set menu that our program provides for you, then by the time you graduate, may that be a master's degree or a PhD degree, you will earn a certificate in CRDC. As example, so among the 12 credits, you are required to take a total of 6 core Grady College communication courses, including risk communication and crisis communication. And then from there, the next step is very exciting because you as a student, you can choose either your focus will be on a business track or a public health track. So for instance, if you're interested in doing a business track, you are allowing to choose 2 out of a set menu from management or from risk management insurance or from legal studies, a set of courses in understanding the risk management area and discipline and practice. And or you can choose to go with a public health track, especially in the area of disaster management. You can take 2 out of a set of very exciting disaster management courses available for you. So by doing that, you have a interdisciplinary, well grounded communication management practice and theory based discipline for you to practice, for you to learn by doing, for you to get connected from this interdisciplinary curriculum, allowing you to navigate and practice and improve throughout the course.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Kurt, do you think the demand for effective crisis, risk, and disaster communications and communication skills is rising worldwide?
Without question. So we need to disaster that we deal with, any type of crisis event, it's incumbent upon us to be able to communicate effectively and efficiently. So when you look at how well we communicate, that often dictates how many lives are saved, potentially how much property is lost. Right? No one's ever gone into any kind of event and says, you know, we could have communicated less. We didn't communicate enough information going forward. That's just not something that we deal with. It's not something that we look at. So ultimately, we need to train all disciplines how to communicate. And I think that's the beauty of what we're doing between our Grady partners and our Terry partners in public health, is we're showing that it's not a one discipline job, that everybody has the ability to communicate and everybody has the responsibility to be able to communicate. And the better we can do that, again, we're going to save more lives on the back end. So it's definitely becoming a bigger field. It's definitely becoming a greater field. We don't do it efficiently yet. We don't do it effectively yet. I think there's ways that we can always improve upon that. And by going through this program and gaining this certificate, we're going to give students leaving these programs a better opportunity to communicate effectively.
Jim, how does the insurance industry fit into this curriculum?
John, well, and first let me, on behalf of all of us, thank you for having us here with you. It's great to talk with an organization and you, you know, going back to the 1800s. And so AM Best is a, you know, big, important part of the industry. And so we're thrilled to get to share this exciting development at UGA with you. As you know, risk is a part of life. And while insurers and all of us personally and as business operations would love to identify and prevent all potential losses from happening, unfortunately, that's not the case and probably never will be the case. And so from the insurance industry perspective, what we're happy about to partner with the disaster management program, as Kurt was talking about, and with Yan from the crisis communication perspective, is to really be able to better prepare our students who are coming at it from the risk management and insurance perspective to help improve their perspectives and skills in terms of not only communication, but understanding the different aspects of the communication process before, during, and even after a loss happens.
Kurt, what's been the feedback on this certification?
We're getting excellent feedback. Our students are really excited about it. I think if you look at our three schools and colleges, we're seeing a lot of students show interest in the application process of getting into the certificate. I'll speak for some disaster management students that recently graduated. They were disappointed that they didn't have the opportunity to be able to do it because it's just starting this upcoming year. So I think between our three programs, we're going to see a lot of students gain interest in that. Hopefully students from other programs as well, because again, it is interdisciplinary. It's designed to be interdisciplinary. So I think we're going to see a lot of students really coming into this and getting the certificate and going on to be effective communicators.
Jim, are you finding that the program is gaining interest?
We really are, John. And while kind of our main focus traditionally has been at the undergraduate program level, and so we've got, you know, over 700 undergrads who are majoring in risk and insurance, the largest undergraduate program in the country. And while we have a concentration in risk and insurance within the MBA program, this graduate certificate in crisis communication really helps broaden our menu of what we can provide to students who might stick around and just continue right after their undergrad education, but as well, students who may have been out for a while and who want to come back and pursue this graduate certificate as part of another master's program.
Well, best of luck to you all with the certificate. Jim, Yan, Kurt, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
That was Yan Jin, professor in crisis communication leadership in the Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication; Kurt Harris, professor in the College of Public Health and is director of UGA's Institute for Disaster Management; and James Carson, head of the Department of Insurance in the Terry College of Business and is a professor of risk management. And I'm John Weber for IAM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.